أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ويقولون آمنا بالله وبالرسول وأطعنا ثم يتولى فريق منهم من بعد ذلك وما أولئك بالمؤمنين. وإذا دعوا إلى الله ورسوله ليحكم بينهم إذا فريق منهم معرضون. وإن يقل لهم الحق يأتوا إليه مذعنين. أفي قلوبهم مرض أم ارتابوا أم يخافون أن يحيف الله عليهم ورسوله بل أولئك هم الظالمون. صدق الله العظيم. In the ayahs before this, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spoke about His Qudrat and the signs that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has shown mankind, which will indicate and direct one to the oneness of Allah. In the last ayat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spoke about a different form of His ayat and His signs, and that are the verses of the Qur'an-i Kareem. And Allah guides whomsoever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wishes to guide on the sirat-i mustaqim. Beginning with this ayah number 47 of Surah An-Nur, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speak about those people who had access to our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They would hear the words of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They would hear him when he would recite the Qur'an. They would see Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They had the fortune of sitting in the company of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But then they would say that we believe in Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But yet iman had not entered their hearts. And that was the condition of the munafiqeen. And here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us a very classical example of Allah ta'ala guides whomsoever Allah ta'ala so desires. It is not where we are. It is sometimes not with whom we are. It is sometimes not what we get exposure to. But it is hidayat that comes from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the condition of our own hearts. These ayat were revealed with regards to a person who was named, or by the name of Bishr, who was a munafiq, he was a hypocrite. He had some dispute with someone who was a Yahud with regards to some land. The Yahud was very keen to take this case to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, because the Yahud had known in his heart that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will adjudicate and he will judge the matter with justice. And there will be absolutely no doubt in the justice of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and his decision. That was on the one hand, that was what was in the heart of the Yahud. This Bishr, who said that he believed in Allah and his Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he was not keen to go to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He was not prepared to do so. Rather, he said that we will take this case to Ka'b ibn Ashraf, who was amongst the leaders of the Yahud and the Jews. Now this case, obviously Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala discusses, and for us it is really an eye-opener. As far as the incident is concerned, the shan-e-nuzul, that is on its place, but you and I also need to ask ourselves several questions when we go through these ayat. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَيَقُولُونَ آمَنَّا بِاللَّهِ وَبِالرَّسُولِ. And they say that we believe in Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Wa ata'na, and we are obedient, we obey. Thumma yatawalla fariqum minhum min ba'di dhalik. Thereafter a group from amongst them turn away. Wa ma ula'ika bil mu'mineen. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, in reality they are not believers. When they turned away in this way, like how Bishr had turned away, then not only is that nifaq and hypocrisy in his heart, but it shows out in the action of the person at that particular time. وَإِذَا دُعُوا إِلَى اللَّهِ وَرَسُولِ. When they are called towards Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, لِيَحْكُمَ بَيْنَهُمْ, so that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam may decide and adjudicate in the matter, like how Bishr was called towards Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and he was not even called by any Muslim to go to Nabi alayhi salatu was salam, but a Jew had suggested that he goes to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. إِذَا فَرِيقٌ مِّنْهُمْ مُعْرِضُونَ. Then a group from amongst them turn away. They turn their faces away from Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. وَإِن يَكُلْ لَهُمُ الْحَقِّ يَأْتُوا إِلَيْهِ مُتْعِنِينَ. That if they were getting some right, in other words, if they had known that the case would be in their favor, then they would have come hastily, happily and submissively to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And this is the point that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is also asking us. That there are many times in our lives, in our business lives, in the matters of inheritance, etc., that when we know that things are in our favor, in view of the law of the country, then we will want to take this matter to the law, we will want to take it to the kuffar courts. And when we know especially that it is going to be against us according to the commandments of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and when we know that it is going to be in our favor according to the shariat, then we are very happy and willing to go to the ulama-i kiram. And this is something that we need to introspect and look into our lives also. Hence Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, أَفِي قُلُوبِهِمْ مَرَضٌ. Is there some sickness, some disease in their hearts? Obviously, with regards to the munafiqeen, the sickness of kufr was dangling in their hearts. أَمِرْ تَابُوا. Or do they have any doubt with regards to Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks of the third option, أَمْ يَخَافُونَ أَنْ يَحِيفَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِمْ وَرَسُولُهُ. Or do they have the fear that Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will do any injustice against them? Do we ever have this fear that if we go for an adjudication, if we take our matters to the ulama-i kiram, we let Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam adjudicate and judge on our matters, then do we fear that Allah will cause any injustices to us? But yet we will go to other courts, we will be adjudicated, things will be in our favor, the judgment will be given in our favor, but obviously thereafter we still have to stand in the courts of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah Rabbul Izzat concludes, بَلْ أُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الظَّالِمُونَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala say, nay, they are the unjust ones insofar as Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is concerned. May Allah ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik. نشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت نستغفرك ونتوب إليك.